What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another podcast on iHeartRadio of Pretty Messed Up. I am AJ McLean, joined by the beautiful Miss Cheryl Burke.
And Share Bear.
Share Bear, for all you guys out there. We're going to start making some freaking Share Bear shirts.
It's growing on me.
I'm telling you.
I love it. Yes. I actually love Share Bear.
And then Mr. Knock Knock himself, Mr. Rene Elizondo.
Yep.
So we're going to dive right into the good stuff tonight, you guys. We have a very special guest who, hold on, wait. Okay, here we go. Anyways, I don't know why. I'm just stupid. No, I've always wanted to like do that on a microphone. No, we actually have a very special guest that I think Cheryl should actually introduce since they're...
My hubby.
Yes.
My best friend. My all-in-one...
You're all in one.
Matthew Lawrence Mignogna. And you guys probably don't know what the Mignogna is, but that's the real last name.
Tell us about that.
What do you mean? Mr. Mignogna.
Okay.
First say hi.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy? Welcome.
Yeah, good to be here with you guys. I haven't seen your dance yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's better than
slow.
Yeah, it's better than dress rehearsal. Dress rehearsal was a catastrophe.
I told him that already.
Yeah, we rose to the occasion. Yes.
AJ rose.
Good, I'm glad. My last name, when we were kids, we started in the entertainment industry as actors and musicians and things, and nobody could pronounce the Mignogna. It's spelled M-I-G-N-O-G-N-A.
Mignogna,
the G's are silent.
Spelled.
You know, like filet mignon. We're Italian. And so they said it's not really sellable. We need to change their name because no one could say it. It sounds too ethnic. We just don't like it. So so my mom was like, okay, well, what about my dad's middle name, which was Lawrence? So nice. Even though I wish, looking back now, I wish they had not done that. But my dad came from a family that was trying to Americanize. They didn't they didn't teach him Italian. They didn't teach him any of the old school Italian stuff. They wanted him to be American. So my dad, until he was probably about maybe in his maybe even late 30s, early 40s, he still had that rolling around in his head that it was about being Americanized, about being Americanized. So I didn't get to learn Italian, and nobody knows me by my real Italian last name. So
it's interesting.
But I chose to have that last name.
Yeah, which that was the best thing
I
ever.
Wanted Mignona. I didn't want Lawrence.
Yeah, I was really happy with. I was just touched by that Cheryl wanted my real last name. I thought that was really, really cool.
It's interesting. A lot of immigrants went through that sort of assimilating, right? Like to fit in,
yeah.
And then in some ways lost their own sort of identity of where they come from,
totally.
Right? It's totally interesting to me that, like, I've known a lot of people that changed their last names as well.
Yeah.
I know a gentleman named, his last name was Persian last name, but then they changed it to sound Italian, which is... they were going in your direction.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny.
Yeah, it took me and my wife the better part of almost 2 years for her to get my legal last name. Because when we went to wherever you go, the courthouse or whatever it was to like do all the actual paperwork, the notary that did all of our paperwork, I don't think she believed my wife when she said that her dad's name is Perry Harry Peter Caritis. Like, I'm not joking. Perry Harry Peter.
That's awesome.
What? So,
Perry Harry Peter Caritis. So I think the courthouse thought it was a f-ing joke. So they literally would not like file the papers. So we were not legally married, like legally married, last name, everything for almost 18 months because they wouldn't, they wouldn't let it go through. And I feel bad for my brother-in-law because he has the exact same name, except you just added, you just put a junior.
By this.
You just
I'm
put a junior on the end of it. Perry, Harry, yeah. Peter, Caritis, Junior.
Wait, can you
junior.
Spell that last part of it?
Caritis is Greek. K-A-R-I-D-I-S. Caritis. Yeah.
Could have been worse. Wow. Could have been colitis.
Hairy. Oh, damn. Yeah. Too soon, bro. He's got all sorts of colitis. No. Let's not. No, but Matt, I have a really... Something I've always wanted to ask any child actor that started as a child, because I started acting when I was 6.
Yeah.
Nothing ever came of it. Obviously, nowhere near the level that you... have achieved. But was it difficult, A, having siblings that were also doing the same thing? And B, was it difficult just being young? Like, was this something that you wanted to do? Or was this something that your parents wanted you guys to do? Or did you really truly want to do it on your own?
You know, it's a mixture of a few things. My parents were both, very artistic people. My mom was a school teacher, but really she wanted to be a singer, or in the movies or something. And my dad actually had a ridiculous singing voice. He could run all those, you know, all those runs. He just sounded, he still, even to this day at 70, 71, 72, you still hear it. Like, wow. Yeah. He actually had some serious pipes. So I think that, he sold insurance, still does. So I think that kind of, they never went after, you know, they that was that baby boomer period where they didn't really go after their dreams. It was college. Like, my dad was the first to go to college in his school, in his family. So they had that underlying current of they wanted to be performers. So I think it was a natural progression when my older brother, Joe, who was first, by the time he was 2 years old, all of our family videos, he's grabbing the camera, singing, dancing, making up, doing something. And then I kind of started to join with him in that because it was like we had to put on shows and Joe needed a helper.
Yeah.
So, you know, Joe was 4 and I was like, or Joe was 5 and I was 2. And so we started bonding that way by me helping him. And Joe started going on auditions, you know, and then when Joe was too old, they'd be like, oh, he has a younger brother. Great. And I kind of fell into it that way. Like, I got hired because Joe was already kind of paving the way, my older brother. And when he was too old for something, man, he's got a younger brother. Perfect. And of course, at that point, my parents, because they both wanted to do it so badly themselves, were like, yes, they didn't think about the repercussions of children being thrust into, you know, a business.
Of course.
And, and working at, you know, basically child labor from the time we were.
Yeah.
Well, from the time I was like 1 or 2 years old, but I mean, Joe was like 3 or 4, started, yeah. You know, so, and it, there were times when I fought it though, heavily. I was never forced to do anything, but there were times like there was like, I'll never forget. My mom still tells this story where it was the, Oscar Mayer Wiener campaign. And they wanted like that 3-year-old, 4-year-old face to be the face of this thing.
And it was this face.
No, it wasn't. Oh. They came up to me and I was in the waiting room and they were like,
"How old are you?
This is it. You got to do it." And I was like, "No, I don't want to do it." And I was only 2 and I threw a fit and blew raspberries and I stormed out, you know? So there were times, you know, and that went all along. Like I wanted to go to high school, so I took 3 years off, even though it was really tough and probably in the long run was sort of damaging to my career because of looking back of the things I had to turn down to go to school.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Did you go to your high school prom?
I did. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Lucky
yeah,
you. I did not.
You did not?
I did not. Well, I never actually went to high school. I started my freshman year. I was probably about 4 or 5 months into my freshman year when the group really started to kind of take off. So
interesting. I didn't know that.
14, right?
Yeah, I was 14 when we started.
Gotcha.
And basically going into my 15th year, I was getting tutored. So myself and Brian and Nick, we were all getting tutored because when Brian joined the band, he was a junior in high school. I was a freshman and Nick was still in middle school. And looking down the road, I graduated a year early, but when I went back to get my actual high school diploma, you know, my last name starts with an M and I was after a Z and not one single kid knew who the hell is this kid? I have not seen him for 4 years. Yeah. Why is he even here? I'm like, I went to your school, people, but that's you funny. Just never saw me.
AJ, though, we have to mention your prom.
Well,
wait,
So like I told you, Share Bear, my wife for 3 years planned my 40th birthday party and kept it a secret from me. And all she told me was I have to wear a suit. And she knows how much I love suits. Insert sarcastic comment. I don't like suits. I freaking hate suits. I hate ties. I would rather wear a dress, honest to God. But
yeah, me too, probably.
So we get in the car, and the night before, her mom had accidentally said something about the Magic Castle, which I'm a huge Magic fan. I love Magic. So I thought, my mother-in-law dropped the bomb, and I know where we're going now. So I played it off. We get in the car, and we're going down the 405, and we're getting on to the 101. We're about to get onto the 101. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to play along. And then we get off at Pico. And I'm like, where the hell are we going? And we were like in a not so good part of town. And we pull up to this just vacant looking building. And I walk up to the front door and I see this sign that was custom made. Said, happy 40th birthday, AJ. It's something, something prom night. And I'm like, what the hell's... And I walk in. And all of my closest friends and family, they're all in the cheesy tuxes with the corsages. We had In-N-Out and Taco Bell for catering.
Yes.
And the cheesy photo booth. And it was like never will anyone top that birthday. My wife started planning my 50th. I'm like, let's hope I get there.
I went the distance with it. I figured I wouldn't look like I was in high school with gray hair. So I did the whole...
Just
for men. And then nobody noticed.
And you painted your nails too, black.
Yeah, we all painted our nails black and everything. Yeah. But no one even noticed that I'd painted my goatee.
Because
it's
kind of expected from you, I guess. No, but Matt, so, you know, look, I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm a huge fan of you and of Joe. You know, obviously, I'm sure you had to hear the whoa, like your entire life.
Yeah, for sure.
So many times. But... as a child actor, I was a huge, huge fan of your work, Mrs. Doubtfire. Obviously, everybody, one of my all-time favorite films. I'm so jealous that you got to work with the late, great Robin Williams. He's one of my idols. I wish I could have got to meet at some point.
I know, man.
And I mean, hats off to you for getting to be there. shot for shot with him, and I'm sure that was an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was a crazy one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at people like Robin Williams and like a lot of people that suffer from mental health and suffer from depression and suffer from these things, and it's like, you know, they might walk the walk and talk the talk, and to everybody else in the outside world, they seem happy-go-lucky, but there's a lot of demons that are going through their head. I mean, all of us on this podcast have dealt with it. I'm not saying you, Matthew, but I mean myself, Cheryl,
no, I have.
Renee, or yeah. Maybe you have. I mean, you know,
I am his demon. Just
but you know, like that goes back to me asking about, you know, growing up in this business. I mean,
yeah.
Did you ever, you know, kind of stray off the path a bit, or did you, or were you always on the straight and narrow, or, you know, I mean, did you ever kind of?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I did stray off the path for sure. But it was strange for me because I was such in a bubble. You know that bubble that you probably hit once you guys started to get that kind of like,
yeah,
notoriety, where, you know, you're just all of a sudden you can only be around a few people. Yeah. And then if you go outside, you go to the market, you go anywhere. It's
pandemonium,
disasters.
Yeah.
So I grew up in that bubble from the time I was about 5 years old. I was totally in that. So I didn't know. I went all the way till 20 years old without experiencing anything. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't try anything. I went, and then I booked a movie out of the country, and I tried everything for the first time, just all in about 3 months.
1 week.
It's like 48 hours. Let's go.
Exactly. You know, I had a huge freak out about it. I'll never forget. I thought, you know, I was going to, you know, die, or I was going to, you know, I don't know. I called my mom crying, the whole thing, you know, after that whole experience.
What did you try exactly?
I mean, I mean just the gamut.
What's that?
It's kind of like the EGOT of
I know what it
of
is.
The yeah. party world, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, a lot. Okay. More than I care to speak about.
Sure, fine. I respect that.
Matthew, I've had front row seats to people that are in the business, right? I've always been behind the scenes, but I've had front row watching people sort of grow up in the business, right?
Yeah.
And what I ended up noticing was that at a time when people are supposed to be developing their self-esteem, you don't have to develop self-esteem. Right. When everybody's like, here, is this the right, you know, here's your towel. Here's everyone's catering to you. Right. At a time when everyone else is in school dealing with, you know, normal things. Right. And so and then I see people, without naming names, that I would see them sort of get so much adulation. But then once the adulation wasn't happening at its peak, they were hit. Not everyone went into drugs and alcohol, but some people were dealing with depression, anxiety, like that kind of stuff. Like, what levels were you dealing with? Because look, I could look at you, and obviously you didn't hit the same kind of rough patch.
You definitely. Yeah. I mean, look, we look significantly better than we did. I can tell you that, but there's some photos out there that are very less flattering than what you see right now. Like, imagine this face, but like six times bigger and like nine chins of just bloated from too much blow.
Like Macy's
Day Parade. AJ was like looking, I guess, AJ, you were Googling, but you must have. And then you're like, he was like, your face was like a chipmunk.
Oh, no. Because
good old days.
Yeah, because like I shocked her when I was telling her certain things that I found out after I got sober the first time. Like how certain drugs bloat you, you know, obviously alcohol is going to make you bloat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a universal knowledge
totally
right there.
I can totally tell every season. I was like, oh, I got wasted the night before that season.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, like for me, you know, trying to get away with murder with my freaking wife. And then I find out after the fact that I'm allergic to potato, which is what makes vodka, and my face is breaking out. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't drink last night. I'm totally fine. And it's all over my face. But
it's potato.
Yeah.
So Matthew, you said it was a period of 1 week where you just kind of like.
Oh no, 3 months. I went to Vancouver, and then I went straight to Australia, and over that whole period, it was one of those films that you hear about with the producers who are doing drugs and sleeping with the, you know, underage kids in the movie. And it was a crazy experience. So it was one of those, you know, where not only was I like, okay, I want to get a little dirty on this trip. I also had, you know, a bunch of adults who were willing to
weren't sleeping with underage kids.
Indulge. No.
But they're willing to just, and in fact, enjoyed taking these kids along for the ride.
You were one of the underage kids.
I wasn't underage, thank God. But there were underage kids.
Really
there were underage. They were guys. But I mean, you know.
Still.
You know, the thing still, is, 3 months though, that's a really short run.
I didn't necessarily stop there. There's been other periods throughout my life. That's when I got introduced to it.
Then you got introduced to me, and then shit hit the fan.
And then when I got back, I started going out every Wednesday night, only one night a week, but every Wednesday night with a buddy of mine, and that lasted for about 2 years straight. And then
leave it at just Wednesday nights?
Just Wednesday nights.
I don't think he's one of us.
You're definitely not one of us. That's
for
sure.
And then it was 7 nights a week.
Yeah, I did have that experience with Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask you how long have you guys known each other?
Since 2007.
Nice. And congratulations, by the way, on being married. It's the best thing in the world.
Thank you. It is. It's pretty
awesome.
You
know, I honest to God, if you would have told me, I've been with my wife 11 years, but if you would have told me 12 years ago that I was going to get married, I was going to have a family, I probably would have laughed in your face because I honest to God didn't think that was in the stars for me, but that's also because I felt like a piece of shit. And I figured, who's going to love me? Who's going to want to marry me? Who's going to want to have kids with me? I always wanted those things, but I figured, who's dumb enough to date me? Like, seriously, like you must be like seriously ballsy, or you're just as crazy as I am. And then I find the one that's actually the opposite, not crazy, that actually keeps me freaking grounded, thank God. But
let me ask you this, Matthew. So you've never said or had to say, that's it, I got to stop with the drink.
Yeah, with marijuana, with weed. I mean, I was smoking a lot.
Okay, so but now once in a while you can have a drink kind of thing?
Yeah, he's not. Like
I don't
that.
Drink though.
No, but you can have one drink and then just
I
be
can
done
have a drink.
With one.
But alcohol, after about 27, 28 years old, I don't know what happened with my body or what. I couldn't function afterwards. I never got like blacked out or anything like that from it. But the next, I mean, it took me like 3 or 4 days.
But you could have like one beer without feeling the need to continue to drink.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but again, alcohol was not my thing.
Right.
Alcohol was
so
not
let
my
me
thing.
Ask you this, you know, because like, so when I first started dating my wife, she wasn't really a drinker really at all. I mean, very, very rarely would she have a drink and then she'd have 2 sips and be done. But after I went to rehab the first time when we were dating, she hopped on the bandwagon with Al-Anon and also decided to just cut it out completely to be supportive of me, so to speak. You know, so my question to you is, obviously, it's different for everybody. You know, there are some couples where one's a normie and they can drink under, you know, the proper control, and they have an alcoholic significant other who obviously their time is done. So, you know, some couples, they won't together. Others, the alcoholic is totally fine with it. My question is, like, since your amazing wife has now gotten sober, do you still have an occasional drink once in a while? Or do you just say, you know what, just out of respect, no? Or do you guys have that kind of a relationship where it's like, you know what, it's fine, babe, have a beer. It's totally
for
cool.
For me, honestly, it's totally fine. I don't crave it.
No, yeah, Cheryl's been amazing.
Like I got like hypnotized or something. I feel like my brain got rewired. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is. If I thought that it was going to be in any way, shape, or form, seductive or
detrimental,
trying to pull Cheryl back in with having a drink or something, I wouldn't do it. But honestly, Cheryl's pretty darn concrete with her just not interest in drinking.
Cheryl did.
However, that said, I can't remember the last time I had a drink.
Yeah, no, but like we'll have like for your family over, and you'll have a beer. Or
Yeah, and it's not a huge deal.
Like I'll get beers for everybody.
Yeah, you've been pretty.
Pretty
good with that.
No, I'm done. Like I'm done with something.
And Cheryl, that day when you told us about when you said, okay, that's it, I'm done. Did you same day tell Matthew, that's it?
No.
Oh.
I didn't. I think I was like, I told you, I remember on our engagement, during our engagement party, I think I had like one shot or something and I felt like crap about myself. But remember I started I started breaking out into hives all of a sudden. Like this was right when my dad just passed away.
Yeah.
And my body was not reacting well to the alcohol at all. I started feeling like I was burning from the inside out.
And you broke out in hives. I mean, like actually big broke hives. Out.
And I took pride in the fact that I'm Asian and I never turned red when I drank. Like you wouldn't tell, like as far as redness goes. But I don't know what it was. And that really scared the crap out of me.
There's an old saying in the circles we run in that says we're allergic to alcohol because when we drink, we break out in handcuffs.
Yeah, true story.
Instead of hikes.
It's true, yeah.
Totally.
So I'm curious. Now, this is more tongue-in-cheek, but that's just because that's how I am and I don't have a filter. So, Matt, question. Since I've known your wife now for the better part of 2 months, it's been a hoot and a holler.
It's like 20 years.
It's been a hoot and a holler. So how is the dynamic between you guys? Like, you know, A... since she's been sober, her being on the show, her schedule, everything, like how's the dynamic between you two?
My addiction to productivity and work.
You know, I mean, it's obviously got to take a toll time to time. You know, I mean, she's constantly working. She's a fucking hustler, man. She's a professional. Yeah, so
I know,
you know,
well, I respect it. And so whenever I have those moments where I get a little frustrated about, just the craziest little things, like when you think about it, it's just one, just her not being here. Mm. It's like, after like 5 or 6 hours, I'll be like, I'm just living here alone now. you know,
with your animals.
Yeah, sorry about that. Animals. That's my fault.
You know, it'd be nice. Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. No. It's okay. It's going to be really nice to have her back. Like I am sort of counting down the days for sure.
So hurry up and get eliminated, will you?
It's funny. That's what my kids are doing now. Like they're so excited that I'm on the show and they are, both my girls are obsessed with, by the way, you're now Auntie Cheryl after tonight.
Dude, they're so cute.
We were on FaceTime during the show and my youngest wanted to say hi to Cheryl. And because my oldest wouldn't give her the phone, she like turned her face and she refused to talk to anybody because she didn't get to say hi to Cheryl. But
I'll call her separately later.
Yes, they love you.
Cheryl, how old were you? Were you a child entertainer as well?
So I did ballet from like 4 to 11 years old, but then I really started, like I would say that life of entertainment didn't start till like I competed worldwide. Yeah. So it'd be like when I was 13, 14.
Okay, so...
It really started here, right? In L.A. when I moved here when I was 20.
Well, that's when you got introduced to the entertainment.
Yeah, to the bigger world of it but all.
I would imagine both of you understanding the business and the rigors of the, you know, how demanding things are probably helps in your relationship, right? Yes. Where you're able to see maybe Matthew is kind of like a little stressed. You're able to talk him down off the ledge and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm curious, Matthew. For sure. I'm curious because, you know, since you're not, let's say, an addict per se, and, you know, some of us here identify as that, and we've all had a pretty rough go at shit, you know, dynamic-wise, obviously, this version of Cheryl is the best version possible, you know, sober, happy, clear-headed. Well, all of us can improve.
Yeah, we can always be better.
But, like, you know, before she got sober, like, you know, you obviously were, you know, probably concerned and probably worried and, you know, probably like, okay, you know, is this a phase or is this going to be our life together? Like,
I think we should rewind though. When we dated the first time around, like he has seen me, you guys, at my worst. Like I don't even
remember. That's what I'm getting at, because like my wife's seen me at my worst.
Just stop being so gentle, will you? Yeah. Just get straight.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you've seen a dramatic, dramatic. That's
Jurassic
a new word,
Park.
By the way.
Wow. That's awesome.
Dramatic. Hashtag dramatic change. You know what, dude? It's been a long week. For both me and Cheryl, it's like never has it ever taken me this long to learn a freaking dance.
Hey, but get back to...
So my point is...
Get back to my alcoholic days.
Yeah. So how... Like what was it that kept you around? Because I know like my wife many, many times wanted to jump ship. Like, yo, if you don't, like, this is crazy. We're basically living two different lives, you know?
As soon as Matt fell in love with me, as soon as he saw that I had owned not one hanger when I first moved to LA, because I was this alcoholic slob, and I never showered.
That's not true. You showered.
Okay, yeah. But the question, I think, from AJ was what kept...
What kept you around? What kept you around?
I'm kidding.
Why didn't you run for the hills?
Yeah, why didn't you go, and get the hell out?
Well, I sort of did the first time around. that's kind of what happened, is that after about a year and a little bit, it just kept getting worse. It was now 4 or 5 in the morning. She was coming home. It was just too much.
Yeah.
So I ended it.
And here you guys are, happily married.
Voila.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, everyone, you know,
let me mind you, it was a 10-year gap.
Like, it was a 10-year gap.
We didn't even run into each other at a Ralph's.
Nothing.
Well, this is actually beautiful.
It's very poetic if you think about it. I mean, come on. Like,
my sister,
of all the people that you could have bumped back into 10 years later.
Yeah.
Obviously never truly fell out of love and kind of fall back in love all over again. And now you get married and Cheryl's sober and things are different. And it's like, it's everything that you probably wanted then, but obviously everything happens exactly how it's supposed to. And the second go around, look at you guys. I mean, you guys are, I see your face every time we do press after the show in her trailer. The picture of you two sitting in there is the cutest little picture. And I always try to angle the iPad so that we get that in the background.
Funny.
Just like, you know, because that's her like home away from home, basically, you know?
So Matthew, you had your experience with, you know, kind of drinking here, drugging there, whatever, but you never blew up in public. Like no one's ever said bad boy Matthew.
No.
The way they say bad boy AJ.
Right.
So whatever you went through was sort of quietly, privately, without having to.
That was the big thing for me, is it, and also for my family, there was never
Disney
any,
branded, right?
There was nothing allowed out of our like little unit, nothing. So, everything I did, I made sure it was out of the country or,
nice.
Or in the comfort of your own home.
Or in the comfort of my own home, or
sounds
with people
familiar.
That I really trusted.
Signed NDAs.
And this is going to be completely off the subject, but before we go to break, I swear, I hope you guys back me up on this. I would love to have your pops on singing on the podcast, dude. If we could pull that off.
Yeah, that would
I
be
swear
cool.
to you.
That would be so cool.
I'll have to talk to him. He'll be sweating
Think
bullets
how
for
that dope
one.
That
no,
would
that
be,
would be
dude.
Dope. And like we could have like a little like
little
three-part
thing,
harmony
dude.
Thing going on. It
Your
would be pretty sick,
you,
dude.
You just built him up.
I know,
so.
I know. Now he's like, I needed this break when I was like 40.
Yeah.
Now I'm 73.
It's
never too late.
70's the new 50, 40, whatever you want to call it. You're only as old as you feel.
I just think it would be awesome.
Dude, that would
be
amazing.
That'd be very cool.
Well, listen, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more from Mr. Matt Lawrence and his beautiful
Mignona.
Wife, Cheryl Mignona. Yes, Matt Mignona. And Renee and myself on iHeartRadio, Pretty Messed Up.
Pretty Messed Up, hey! This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, you guys, we are back. iHeartRadio pretty messed up with our amazing, amazing guest, Matt Mignogna. I want to say it right now.
Matthew Mignogna.
Got it.
Okay. Just got to ask.
My husband.
Just got to ask. Yes, Cheryl's amazing husband. Just have to ask, are you a fan of Dancing with the Stars? Like, are you a fan
no.
of the show? Like, be honest. Not just because your wife's on it.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I think every performer deep down inside, like,
wants to wear rhinestones.
Loves that, and any kind of body expression, dancing. I mean, yeah. If you're an artist, I mean, to go out there and like kill a dance is a high. That
would you do
is,
the show?
I don't think so. I don't know.
They've waited way too long to ask. I get it.
Well, mind you, like, this has been in talks, you guys, like, even from the time we dated the first time.
Yeah, the first time
like,
around.
Should we have Cheryl? Like, there's a reason why, honestly, we had to have chaperones. I had to have chaperones when teaching him our first dance, because he would have never married me if it was just me and him alone in the dance studio. Right, AJ?
Yeah, that's kind of why I was asking you. Yeah, so how is it living with Cheryl?
Stop beating around the bush. Let's just get
how
to the
How is it
point.
Living with Cheryl? Because let me just tell you. It's daffodils and roses over here.
Isn't it?
It's been a hoot. No, man. I thank you for letting me borrow your wife weekly to teach me ballroom.
In a respectful way.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, yes. No, you're no problem at all. I mean, I think what Cheryl does
it's
is
better for you than I'm not barking up at your tree.
Well, yeah, but what you this is what you do. You do this very well.
Yeah. Bark so hopefully by the time she gets home, she's just nice and calm and chill, and I'm the one getting everything, not you.
No.
Rude.
When this show starts from the time that she's on it until honestly a week after it's ended.
2 weeks, a week after Thanksgiving.
It's true. A week or two after it's ended, it consumes her entirely, which so at times is a bit, you know, tough, and it's a little worrying almost at times. But then I understand and respect it, because I'm the same way. If I get into something, I have to remind myself to eat after 36 hours because like going to fall over, you know? Like, it's that when you throw yourself 100%, it's the best.
I can't have
And I love that about her.
That's how it is for me. Like, if we get off of a tour, it takes me about a week.
Totally.
Even if I'm not traveling from overseas, and it's like I just finished in LA last night.
Yeah.
Like, my body, I rarely, I can count on one hand how many times I've actually physically gotten sick on the road.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
Because I don't have time to get sick. But the minute I get home, it's like I get hit with a Mack truck and I'm freaking sick for like 5 or 6 days and I'm trying to decompress.
So, Cheryl, once you go into Dancing with the Stars mode, you can't decompress until the whole season's over.
Yes.
Until I get
That's what you're saying?
Really? It's so crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole
So this is you guys. So season. This is the reason why. Like, for me, it's not contemplating on if I love the show, do I come back? It's because of this. Like, it's because of my personality and like the fact that I can't. There's no such thing as the gray area for me in this.
Wow.
It's like I feel like and I don't know if I think I'm starting to see a pattern. Like, that's just like when I commit to something, whether it's like getting a mask business out there or whatever, it's like I am never stopping until it happens. I
understand that tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And I understand that part. Like, for me, artistically, like you're saying, for me, I can, if I'm in songwriting mode, that's all I think about.
That's how we are.
All I see, like, I'll see magazines, I'll hear people talk, and everything's a lyric to me, and I get that part. The part that I think that I guess I'm asking you is, as a choreographer, you have to be you have to crack the whip, right? I mean, it's just it's what it is. A great choreographer knows how to get the best out of her student, you know, lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. But how do you not see Matthew as this, like, someone that needs to get the whip cracked on? You know what I mean? Like, hey, what, like 5, 6, 7, 8, where's my milk?
Yeah, kind of thing. 5, 6, 7, 8, you left the cupboard door.
5, 6, 7, 8, where's my berry smoothie?
Exactly. Yeah. But how do you...
But that's my nature, though, isn't it? I mean, we've talked about this in therapy. We talk about how, like, when I expect, like, when I ask him to do something, like, obviously our timelines are different, right? So, like, I'm like, babe, can you get me? But then I want it now. And then, like, he's like, but then his version, it's like, maybe not right this second. Like, he's on his way. Like, it's just a different pace.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But I'm very much, like, live show fast but
this
pace.
Is, see, this is good for me, though. And this is all. This is why something
and this is
that,
good for me,
that
too,
would come off... like you're saying, like the crack the whip thing, I kind of need that. I'm 100% the opposite direction. I will.
That's why we work.
Take a week to, you know, procrastinate, overthink things before I even take a little step, and that has been, you know, not so great in my life.
So yin and yang.
It is though.
So yes. So,
no, it really is.
So,
but then we're like,
sure,
we're
it makes me at least get myself moving. Like, at least I'm moving, and I feel more productive, and I like the feeling.
Yeah, I love that.
But then me, on the other hand, like, and why he's good for me is because it's like not everything has to be done right now.
He helps you slow down. Like,
right.
Yeah, he makes me breathe and just enjoy more of the moment. And, you know, I do have to say, in a good way, though, I have, like, I'm not constantly, like, 10 minutes early anymore. Like, I'm actually pretty much, like, always a few minutes late, but
I'm always early.
But, you know, it's okay. Like, I'm not freaking out.
On every other situation, being late would be bad. In your case, she's never been late. So, actually, this time,
though, it's been good.
She's like, oh, my God, I'm running late. I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
Hey, I'm always on time.
I'm running late without killing myself inside and saying that I'm, like, failing, right?
Right.
No, but it's interesting that you mentioned, like, what you said prior to this about that whole kind of decompression mode. Like, Cheryl told me a few weeks ago and then brought it back up to me again, I think last week, just in like conversation, like when this is over for us, whenever that is, if it's the final or if we get bounced next week, whenever it is, don't be surprised if you go through this, like
basically
like a detox, like you go through this come down, and I can't see it, but Yet I talked to my bandmate who did the show 5 years ago, and he's like, "Oh my God, she's so spot on." He's like, "Dude, it took me weeks," and he's like, "I couldn't figure out why I was so like I felt not motivated. Like, what am I supposed to do with my day? Like,
what's your purpose in life? Because you've been we have a schedule every single day, exactly. 7 days a week."
Yeah,
Cheryl, AJ calls me. I don't know what, like 8 times a day.
Yeah,
right? I know. I'm so sorry, especially this week.
No. It's amazing.
No, I do it anyways.
Look, the truth is.
No, but extra.
A lot more this week.
The truth is, going back to sobriety, right? It's like being tested. Like, what are you going to do with this? In the past, what we did is we'd open a bottle and we would drown ourselves into we would not want to face the anxiety. We wouldn't want to face the conflict. Yeah. You know, so he would call me and I said, you know, you're at a stage now where the dance is like not the most important part at this point. It's you're facing your own sort of limits. And then like any other relationship that gets, you know, comes to a head, you have to start to reach deep down inside to get to the next level.
And feel it. You have to actually feel
it. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's why I said to you. You know, Cheryl, like this is almost becoming not even about the dancing anymore.
I know that. I've known that.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know if I told you this in the beginning, AJ, but I said to you, you know, like this is so much more than just the dance, right? It's really and it's very rare. Like I had this same type of bond with like Jack Osbourne, right? And maybe Rob Kardashian, but it was very temporary. But it was like, it's more of the influence and of the shaping of your actual life. Like what you're going to get out of this is not learning the cha-cha routine. It's about like learning the life lessons that come along
exactly.
with this.
Exactly. And that's why I love having you as my partner, because we have a lot of similarities. We also have a lot of differences, but that's fine. That's what makes us a good match and a great team. And we have really been there for each other and really helped each other through whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's dance related, if it's not dance related. And that's what's awesome about it.
I truly believe that like people come into our lives because like I've said this, I think before, it's just like it's just a reflection of like either a part of you or somehow it's either it works with each other. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you let the universe do its thing in that sense, I think that this is way more than just a learning how to cha-cha partnership, right? So I was just saying that, like, you know how I was telling you about your thoughts and how, like, your thoughts are getting the best of you. So this is why I used to drink, you guys. So I'll never forget this. One season I danced with Chad Ochocinco. And there was something in my head, and I never experienced it before. I wasn't even, like, I wasn't drunk. I wasn't hungover, but it was still when I was drinking. And I remember messing up on my own choreography. And it was, like, this crazy voice in my head saying, go the other way, go the other way. And I butchered my own routine when I'm supposed to be there for the celebrity. And ever since that traumatic time for me, I drank way more because I was just like, I was so scared of that voice. And I was like, what is going on? I'm like self-sabotaging. And then like, from then on, I just felt like my career plummeted down. Like it just wasn't as good because my mental state wasn't as good.
Totally.
And just like hearing you go through this in a way, in a certain, not like in everyday life, but just like, you know, the show can psych you out, man. And I was telling Justina about it tonight when she goes, Cheryl, what do you do when you think you're going to forget a step? And I said, you got to stop that voice in your head.
Yeah.
Because that's the voice that you're believing and you got to just nurture it and love it. But then you know your steps. Oh, come on. How many times have you done it? Right. So this is what I mean by just like a mirror, like reflection, because it's like, absolutely. This is not, I totally have compassion for what, you know, you guys go through.
I've always, absolutely.
And like I told Renee, and we've had this conversation, it's like, you know, for me, this is the longest I've been sober and doing it the right way and actually wanting to be sober. So I don't have the luxury of going out right now and getting loaded because I'm stressed out about this dance routine. That's off the table now. That's not an option anymore.
I mean, 10 years ago we would have, but yeah.
It's not a viable option.
Yeah, it's not a viable option. So now that my feelings are kind of coming up and they're on my sleeve, it's like, okay, instead of running away from it, I got to lean into it. And I'm learning more and more every week from our relationship. I'm able to apply it in my everyday relationship. Mm-hmm. Just the way that I talk to Renee every day, even he's like, who the hell are you? Like, what are you doing? What is going on? And it's just amazing to me how all of these things kind of work in the same, you know, synergy, which is just great.
I've always loved the sort of mentorship story, right? Mm-hmm. I love the old French lady ballerina, you know, 70 years old, prima ballerina, kind of being extra tough on the girl that she sees has the potential. I've always loved that story, right? So watching you guys go through this, because I feel like I'm living vicariously because he calls me and when there's been, you know, some conflict resolution, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. And we grow through, that's when we grow. You know, there's an old saying in the circles again that we run in that says alcoholics have the longest childhoods because we refuse to grow up.
So true.
Right? Yeah. Because we would end up diving into the bottle instead of growing.
Yeah.
Instead of growing.
So we're still like, I'm still 12 years old.
Oh, I'm never growing up. I'm a freaking straight up Toys R Us kid.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
stay that way.
But
it's a different thing.
Yeah, let's not confuse childish.
Yes.
Or childlike.
Yes. Right. I will be childlike for the rest of my
life. Yes, we want to be childlike.
I'm not trying to be
childish. Love Disneyland.
Talking about childish, right?
About childish, that. Where I want it when I want it and I want it now. That immaturity, right?
But, and I'm still trying to nurture that person inside.
Well, and that's
still
the beauty.
Very loud.
And we get to do it, you know, on a daily basis. The more we talk, we get to share our experiences. But getting back to that classic mentee kind of dynamic that I think is so romantic. Like, one of my favorite sayings is true victory is victory over oneself. So watching you guys go through this stuff, and I realized, like we talked the other day, I said, dance is so backseat at this point with both of you. You're both having
totally.
To reach deep inside to see what you guys are made of and find new levels, right? Both of you, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, I was not going to come back to the show, you know? So it's like the way that it all just happened, and then
I'm
the podcast timing. Yeah. No, me too. And I think it's awesome. And I think, thank you, Renee, for being there for AJ, because seriously, I'm not the best when it comes to
comforting. What you're doing is
positive reinforcement.
I think what you're doing
you're
is
not as bad as you think you are, my dear.
I think what you're doing is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. And
I mean, I'm trying to do my job, right? But it also means more. The meaning of it now is not so much more about like teaching him to become a champion, win a mirror ball. It's more about like giving him the momentum to go ahead and let his wings spread and fly and grow.
Okay, 100%. Listen, Before we let you go, Matt.
Get all mushy.
Before we let you go, Matt, I just have to just end with this because I'm so beyond curious. Why reptiles? What's the deal with
reptiles.
Deal with the freaking petting zoo at your house? Why reptiles?
God.
I have to know.
You guys have to bring your kids here.
I know. It's literally like going to the petting zoo. That's what Cheryl's told me. So,
you know, I asked myself that same question. I was born with this in me to love reptiles and amphibians. I don't know.
It's better than women.
I don't have any other explanation for it than from the time. My earliest memories are the feelings of a lizard or a salamander squirming through my hands, or tree frogs, or, I mean, just nature in general. So, so the reptiles, I don't know where that comes from. It's something I was genetically born with. That's the only thing I can explain.
It's better than tits and ass.
It was reinforced by what we were talking about earlier, which is that by 3 or 4, I was already Mickey Mouse and not a normal kid.
Yeah.
So I even further put my emphasis on my relationships with the animals in my life versus the people, because that was a real respect and a real true love versus this, I didn't know what the heck
this
I was getting from everybody
facade
else.
Facade that you were,
facade.
You know, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Matthew, this is as close as I'll ever get to be able to tell this story, because you guys are talking about reptiles. So do you know how to eat a frog?
What's up?
Do you know how to eat a frog?
I don't know how to eat a frog. I've never eaten one.
You put one little leg over this ear and one little leg over this ear.
Oh my God, Renee.
You know, only that's only really you. Funny, literally,
we're talking about reptiles. I mean,
no.
You know.
Okay, wait. Cheryl, what did you call? What did you call the bearded dragon? What did you call it?
Dragon. It was blind dragon.
Blind dragon.
By the way, that was one of my go to nightclubs.
But it was so funny. She was trying to explain like a hood this rat. To me. I'm like, are you talking about a bearded dragon?
I'm like, Allison Melnick, blind dragon.
Like that sounds like a Bruce Lee movie, like Enter the Blind Dragon. Like
that was every funny. Tuesdays and Fridays. That was my see my subconscious is still back in my club nights.
So how many reptiles total do you have?
Don't lie.
Total.
I probably have somewhere between 10 and 20 right now.
What?
The,
maybe you have 40 something.
No. I'm not lying.
They're multiplying as we speak.
I have four of a breeding group for specific subspecies of breeding iguana.
Go on my IGTV,
you'll
see it all.
Bearded dragons.
The Cuban?
Tortoises.
Is that like a Cuban?
Yeah, he's a Cuban iguana, so I just call him the Cuban.
Do you have snakes?
Do you have any snakes or no?
I don't have snakes. Nope, I don't have snakes. Tortoises, all sorts of iguanas, bearded dragons.
And then what's the big tortoise's name again?
Sherman?
Is that Sherman? Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I had a bulldog named Tank.
Okay.
Sherman Tank was his name.
Yeah, that's my grandfather who drove a Sherman Tank in World War II named that tortoise.
That's exactly where mine came from. All right. So listen, before we let you go, we've been doing this with the last couple of our guests.
Matthew, out of the Backstreet Boys, which one would you kiss?
Which one would you marry? And which one would you kill?
Oh, no, Jesus. We should mix it up with Joey Fatone.
I can say this because I actually wanted to say this beforehand. I was a fan of your band, and in particular, though, your voice for me always was like the peak of the band by far. In fact, we had a thing. I did a show called Boy Meets World, and we had this thing.
I saw the clip.
Okay, well, but that's not even what happened. Okay, so the girl on the show, her name was Danielle Fischel, and she started dating Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so we had NSYNC coming to our set every day, but the guys were all fans of the Backstreet Boys. So we had a dance-off every Friday night that NSYNC would come to our show where the boys would do I Want It That Way in front of the audience. Just to zing it to NSYNC. And it became a thing so much that we had to continue to do it because the audience loved it so much.
That's
anyway.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. My Backstreet Boys story.
That's amazing, dude.
I love it.
But seriously, your voice, dude, was, in my opinion.
You should hear his new music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, great voice. Really, really
thank
great
you
voice.
Very much. And thank you, Cher Bear. So, yes, Kiss, Marry, Kill,
don't
bro.
Don't get used
come
to
on.
It.
You got to give us a good Kiss, Marry, Kill.
You got to give him three people then.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Me, Cheryl, Renee. Kiss, marry, kill.
I know that sounds really weird, babe, but just do it.
Just go, just.
Matthew, he won't stop.
I know, he won't.
I know,
won't
you're stop absolutely right.
You can kill me. Kiss, marry, kill. It's fine.
Shit. Babe. I have to marry her.
Okay.
Yes.
Which means I got to kiss one of you two guys.
Or kill one of us.
Or kill one of you.
I would kill AJ.
It's just a show.
Can he kill then kiss the same person?
No.
Why not?
Man, that's an awful. I hate this game.
It's okay. Just blurt it out. All is forgiven.
Randomly, I guess I gotta.
You can kill me.
I'll
let you off the hook.
Look at those.
Kill me. Kill me. Yes.
I'm trying hard. I'm trying to find an aspect. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta kill you, Renee. I know
good,
you're the least.
Good.
I'm sorry.
I'll take that.
All right, buddy. Pucker up. Here we go. Mwah. Dude, yeah, thank you so much, bro.
Thanks for
joining us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate being here.
But are we going to get your dad on? Like,
yeah, that'd be awesome, man. I will call him next couple days.
I swear that would be so awesome. He doesn't have to stay on for 40 minutes, but man, for him to have his, we'll give him a ring light and everything, you know?
Just have a little pruning moment really quick.
Yeah.
Just a little impromptu.
Yeah,
maybe
do a duet with AJ. That would be so sick.
Do some Otis Redding, do some freaking Al Green.
Exactly, right?
Duet with you.
Al Green, oh yeah. Yeah,
that would be fun.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, bye. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
I'll be right here.
Love you.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, you guys, we are back here on iHeartRadio podcast, Pretty Messed Up. Thank you guys for sending us all of your emails and inundating our inboxes with your questions.
We got flooded with hundreds of emails.
Flooding it. Thank you so much. We have a couple questions that we would like to have hopefully answered. So this is from Christy. And her question is for the lovely Cheryl. When you started dating your husband, were you sober? That's question one.
So the first time around or the second time around? I'll answer both. First time around, no. Second time around, no.
Okay. And second part of the question, in what exact way did he contribute to helping you stay sober?
I think it helped that Matt wasn't a big drinker himself. And I could see on his face every time I'd pour myself a drink, like I just felt like he wasn't 100% comfortable. But then also, mind you, even like when I stopped drinking, when I decided to stop, it wasn't like he was always supportive no matter what, right? He was always taking care of me. And when I stopped drinking, he wasn't like drinking behind my back. Like, he was very open and honest with what he was doing or whatever, but he was also very supportive with whatever I wanted. He never put pressure on me. I think that is the big thing as well. I never felt judged.
That's huge. Good job there, Matt. And thank you, Christy, for your question. Okay, we have one more question. It's from Sarah. If you guys did a Dancing with the Stars episode where you switched partners for one episode, which fellow Dancing with the Stars cast member would each of you choose to partner up with and why?
Wow, that's such a setup
for
resentment. Go
ahead, celebrities first.
So now is this me partnering up with a pro or partnering
another
up
pro? I think you should do a pro.
I think you should wait till after.
I would say honestly,
the competition.
God, no. I would say
it's totally fine.
I would say I would probably partner up with.
Listen to
Val.
You. Listen to your mentor.
No, I was either going to say Artem or Britt. That would be my top two. Just
okay.
Because Britt, you know, the whole jazz kind of background for me, I think is something
too
I could.
Too bad it's not a jazz dance show.
I know, but I know. And then Artem, just because that's my SpongeBob buddy right there. Like that's my SpongeBob buddy, man. That's freaking.
That's so cute. You guys would look cute together. I mean, you would be totally. You would have done a great tango with Artem.
Oh yeah.
How about you then?
Our beards might have caught fire touching face to face.
Totally.
So Cheryl.
So what about you, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Well,
Carol Baskin.
It has to be another celebrity, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Justina,
she
goes full out.
She's a little spitfire, man.
I love her. She reminds me of my good friend Leah Remini when she did the show. Like me, I love that type of personality. That
she does
they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They give a shit. And when they go out there, though, they're 100 and they give so much, right? And then they're like, they walk off like, just like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I love her.
She was fire tonight. The show was great tonight. You know, obviously addressed the elephant in the room, which was your dress, because it was so big you couldn't even sit down.
Honestly, though, how about that elimination, though? That eliminate. Okay, that, so this is the scary part. That was obviously shocking. I mean, but it was not shocking when you think about it. But it's still, like, you would never think Jesse Metcalf and Sharna would be eliminated this early.
Yeah, I was a little shocked, you know.
Do you think it was justified? Or are you saying...
No, I don't. I totally do. I do now, but like normally in past seasons, like you kind of know who your finalists are going to be, and you kind of like there's a big separation as far as level of dancing goes, right?
Right.
But then now the scores are so close. You also never see a football player in the bottom two this early in the competition.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, just like Carrie Ann said, like you know, They're both Jesse and Vernon are like coming into their own now, finally starting to get kind of close and comfortable with these routines, but you got to let somebody go. And
but honestly,
it's like,
you got to vote. Everyone has to vote, because what we don't want is, God forbid, moving forward is for us to be in the bottom two. Because once you leave it up to the judges, then they are going to base it on off that dance, whatever you just showed
right.
them your last dance,
exactly.
Right? And so, but now that the competition is so close, it could be anybody's game. But so the main, like to think of it, like moving forward, it'd be just to ideally not get in that bottom two.
I hope we're never there.
Votes, but that's purely all votes, right?
Yeah.
And where is AJ at this point compared to Nick at this point?
It's
was
so different.
Nick way ahead of him?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
a
Nick
whole
started
different...
at a higher level, yeah, but still, you can't even compare, because that was a few seasons ago.
Things were totally different then, right? I mean,
Things were different, and they're not totally different. No, I wouldn't say totally different, but I think the competition was different, yeah.
Yeah.
The other competitors.
Would you agree, though, and I, like I told you, there was almost our first perfect score tonight. We almost had our first triple 10. And mm-hmm. I think Johnny got gypped.
Okay, so
I
thought he was gonna do it. I really did.
We can...
obviously though the perfect score is not gonna happen until they all believe that it should happen.
Oh well, yeah, of course.
Honestly, why would I don't think they'd want to give a perfect score to a dance that's not ballroom. This is a ballroom dance show.
True.
Okay, so this next bit we can edit it out if both of you decide you don't want it in the podcast. But was there a point when both of you guys were kind of like a little melty, downy kind of thing? Like,
wait, what?
During rehearsals where you guys were like both having struggling with, you know, emotions, right? Am I right or am I
totally.
Wrong?
More so.
Yeah,
okay.
No, yeah,
so
we definitely
was there a point, I
interesting
think.
Interesting places this week.
Yes, we did.
I think you told me, right? I think you told me that Cheryl at one point said, we're going to get booed off the stage or something. Or am I wrong? No?
What?
No.
Oh.
Get booed by the booed fake off booze?
There's well, no one to boo us anyway.
That's what I was going to say.
No.
Gosh, you know what? I must have dreamt that.
Yeah, because I never even used the word boo.
Yeah, so yeah. I must have dreamt that.
It would have been a fake one, too, because of
yeah,
because
it's all, audience. There's nobody there.
That would but suck, had, you guys, if no, without
no,
an audience.
I said, look, if we don't step it up, yeah, absolutely, you could be in jeopardy.
No, I said we, no, she was saying, like, all twos. We might get all twos.
Oh, well, you know that's a but, joke.
No, I know, but that's not booze.
Twos and booze twos would be about the same.
No, but I think... Look, but I'm really glad.
Listen, there is truth to all of this, though, you guys. Like, I am. Did I push AJ extra hard this week? Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that.
And I'm glad
also
she did.
Not going to deny the fact that he can do it and that his thoughts and his head gets in his own way. That is a fact. And yep. I think that he also doesn't give himself enough credit to where he believes in himself 100%. So not only am I fighting the battle of with not necessarily with AJ, but with his thoughts, I'm trying to get this guy to do things that he's done before and he's not letting himself do he's not.
So I'm going to say this, based on what you said, I will say this from where I sit. I do watch him sort of the little bit of self-doubt that creeps in. And yes. And then when it's finally game time, showtime, he does what he everything you've been pushing him to do. So my point is this: whatever you're doing, even at times you probably aren't crazy about it, but you know what you're doing, Cheryl. So
I have something to ask you, Renee, because I don't want to fight that battle every week because it's also not healthy for me.
Yeah,
because I tend to then become too emotional, right?
Yeah,
and I need to be able to put 50% in like he should also put 50% in. And I cannot wait till the live show for him to turn it on. I feel like that's unfair to the process and to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how to, maybe this is the fight though. Maybe subconsciously he's not intentionally. I don't think you're intentionally doing this, AJ. I think that it's just the way you are as an entertainer. And I get it. Cause like I told you, my coach has got mad at me when I would do that as well. Like I would only turn it on when I need to turn it on.
Right.
But because ballroom is not what you do, and all I keep asking for is your damn frame that you can't walk through, right? And we would, and I tell you, 50% less of like effort would go into these long rehearsals. We would be able to rehearse half the time if you gave me the effort that you gave me the last second tonight, right?
Yep.
So I don't know how to, what is your suggestion here, Renee, as far as communication goes?
So would I tell AJ is the first and foremost thing anytime I've ever gotten overwhelmed with anything, whatever the challenge is, it could be directing a music video and the night before I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's just fear creeping in, right? I have to remember that I'm no better and no worse than anybody else on the planet, and most of the stress goes away. Right. But when I live and die by the sword, when I'm feeling like if I don't do well, it's like waiting. Totally. It's like waiting for bad news from the oncologist. Totally. Right.
Where you're prepping yourself for failure. Yeah.
I have to remind myself, or sometimes remind you too, AJ, where it's like, look, you're not waiting to see if the oncologist is telling you if you have cancer, but in our mind, we put so much pressure on ourselves that we end up acting as if, right, that's right.
Yep.
So being able to just say, the more I tell myself, like, let's say on a big shoot with you guys, with the Backstreet Boys, I got nervous towards, like, the night before, I started getting nervous. Oh, my God, if this video sucks butt, like I'm going to have people hating me from around the world. That's how much I was putting into
it. That's your own reality.
There you go. There you go. So, but right. I started going to that self-doubt and I had to get back to a place where it's like, no, we've done all the work. We've storyboarded. AJ and I did it together. We storyboarded everything. And once the set happened, once we were on the set that day, honestly, we just had so much fun because I stopped listening to that negative voice that made me think I'm going to live and die depending on the results of this particular situation.
And I hear you. And honestly, just my last thought, with AJ, I said, you know, it's overwhelming to think that this is how we have to live our lives. But if I were to ask you to live it like just 90 seconds, I need you to get out of your head for 90 seconds, then that is something that you can achieve if you set small goals, right?
100%.
And I feel like that definitely helped because this is a short term. Like you said, it's a short term. Yeah. Now, whatever we do and grow from this experience onwards, is we don't need to think about that right now.
Well, Here's the thing, Cheryl. All the great performers and entertainers I've had the good luck and fortune to meet, they all had one thing in common, and that was perfectionism. It's a double-edged sword, right? Perfectionism can make you go crazy because things are never good enough, because somehow great entertainers feel that if they put on a bad show, somehow they're bad people. You know what I mean? And being able to separate the two, which a lot of entertainers learn to do when they live long enough, it's like, hey, that's what I do for a living. It's not who I am as a person.
Absolutely.
It's not where the value comes from.
I'll just finish up with this. I have learned a lot in this past week, both about moving forward, how I want to attack whatever the next obstacle is, dance or whatever it is, and basically just, you know what? Like you said, all I'm thinking about now is 90 seconds, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And obviously the F word frame, you know, the magical F word. If it was a four-letter word, I would use it, but it's not. It's five. But I'm glad that the waltz is over. But I know that I do know that there's going to be more slow dances. But I do have to say, I am really glad that I think I learned something valuable this past week, and I'm very much appreciative of that from what you've helped me with, and hopefully I help you with. We make a great team, you and I, and I think we're going to go a long way, you and I, in life.
One day at a time.
Okay, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Pretty Messed Up. I am AJ McLean.
Cheryl, it was really nice getting a chance to talk to Matthew, and I can see why you guys make a great couple.
Yes.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Yin and Yang was very
agreed.
Apparent.
Thank you. I'm so happy that you guys are getting to know him, AJ, especially you, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
After talking to your lovely wife. So we have to do a double date. And thank you to my hubby for doing this. He doesn't love stuff like this, so I do appreciate it.
Well, he kicked ass. So Thank you, Matthew. And everybody out there, thanks for tuning in. I'm AJ with my beautiful, beautiful partner in crime, Ms. Cheryl Burke and Renee Elizondo on iHeartRadio, Pretty Messed Up. Peace.
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.